USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flood water remains high in parts of Arcadia, Florida, even though it's been nearly a week since Hurricane Ian hit the state. Alexander Vasquez talks about living in the city in the storm's aftermath.
Well, obviously we had to come through the boat, and it was pretty rough. We thought we were going to flip. The currents were pretty bad, but thankfully we're here.
First responders say they're unable to reach some areas of the city because of high water levels. Meals, water, and gas are being handed out by the National Guard and relief organizations. A vast majority of CEOs believe a recession is coming. That's according to a survey released by one of the big four accounting firms, KPMG. They revealed 86% of CEOs see a recession coming over the next year. Almost 60% of them expect it to be mild and short. Thousands of U.S. military members are being discharged for refusing to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Appearing on Fox and Friends, John Kirby with the National Security Council says soldiers need to be healthy to serve.
Vaccines are common for you can't even join the military without taking about a dozen or so vaccines to make sure that you're healthy so that you can contribute to the unit's success and readiness.
Expect to pay more for a Christmas tree this year. Operating costs at tree farms are up, and growers who provide about two-thirds of the nation's Christmas trees will be raising prices to retailers by as much as 20% over last year. The CDC is no longer keeping a country-specific list of COVID-19 travel advisories. The agency saying on Monday that fewer countries are testing or reporting COVID cases, so the usefulness of advisories is limited. President Biden is set to hold a cabinet meeting on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-704-2731. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-704-2731. That's 800-704-2731. Again, 800-704-2731.
Over 2 million illegal immigrant encounters were reported on the southern border during the 2020 fiscal year. Florida Republican Congresswoman Maria Salazar tells Fox Business that her Hispanic community wants stronger border enforcement.
The only one to blame is the Biden administration and the people surrounding him. I do not understand what's the plan, but I do know that those people coming in, they're bringing fentanyl, and our kids are dying for it. They're bringing child sex traffickers, and those kids are our kids.
The White House notes those numbers can be misleading, as border agents will often encounter the same individual multiple times. They add that the Biden administration is working with Central American governments to crack down on trafficking and smuggling. St. Louis Cardinals slugger Albert Pujols is now number two on Major League Baseball's all-time runs batted in list. Pujols passing Babe Ruth when he hit his 703rd career home run Monday night against the Pirates in Pittsburgh. With more than 2,200 RBIs, the 42-year-old Pujols trails only Hank Aaron. There was no Powerball winner in Monday night's drawing, so Wednesday's jackpot will be worth at least $353 million. Tuesday night's Mega Millions drawing could make someone $380 million richer. The cash option works out to just shy of $200 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.